So Chelsea fans had a taste of what Arsenal fans had been suffering in the hands of Bayern Munich when they were whooped 4-1 by Bayern, with Robert Lewandowski having a hand in all 7 goals that Chelsea conceded to that particular team. And you know the way it is for Bayern Munich and London clubs. It's like Bayern Munich have a team against London clubs, and whenever they get to play against them, it's more or less like beating them in black and blue. For Tottenham Hotspur, you know, they've heard it. For Arsenal, they've heard it. And Chelsea, more recently than these other two teams, they heard it from Bayern Munich. And now we're at the quarterfinal stages of the UEFA Champions League. You're welcome to another episode of Strictly Sports with Jumbio. My name is Jumbio, the hard tackling and the super dynamic with maestro, a combination of Makalele and Javi Ngolokante and Andre Pelu, where intensity and tenacity meet craftiness and gallant together. I'll just take you through the world of the UEFA Champions League. We'll be having the quarterfinals very soon. It is Atalanta playing against Paris Saint-Germain, RB Leipzig against Atletico Madrid, Barcelona against Bayern Munich, and Manchester City against Olympique Lyonnais on the 12th of this month. That's the first game, Atalanta against PSG, and then on the 13th, RB Leipzig against Atletico Madrid. On the 14th, it's Barcelona against Bayern Munich, and on the 15th, it's Manchester City against Olympique Lyonnais. It's an interesting one if you look at it, because for Atalanta and PSG, 2 free scoring sides. So Atalanta, the highest scoring team in the Italian Serie A for the season, scoring 98 goals and conceding 48 goals. They scored 17 goals more than their closest contenders or challengers in terms of goals scored in Inter Milan, who had 81 goals. For Atalanta, it's going to be an interesting one, because they are the kind of team who are all about scoring, not bothering how many goals ended to concede. And when you look at that team, having the likes of Duvan Zapata, Luis Muriel, Alejandro, Papu Gomez, and even Ilicic, all ready to do the thing when it comes to scoring. But for Paris Saint-Germain, they might have to play without Kylian Mbappe, Luton, after getting injured in the game against Saint-Etienne or so. For Paris Saint-Germain, they have Neymar to look up to, Mario Icardi, Angel, Di Maria, some of those players who know how to do the business in front of goal. But for Atalanta against PSG, that will be a tricky encounter. Yes, it will be a tricky encounter, because it's not just something you'd be expecting PSG to sweep and take home. And it's a one-legged affair, not to get it twisted. So it's not a matter of home and win in this situation. And then someone will say, "Square away, go for your house now." So if you come out, I'm not going to allow you square away, go. That's not the way it works in this particular one. Let's talk about PSG. 10 wins on the bounce for them from the time of lockdown. And also, they've played a couple of friendly games, scoring so many goals. For Atalanta, they're without a clean sheet in 3 games. So it means that even though they get to score, they're not usually good at not conceding goals. For PSG, they are usually first to score in their games. In 6 of their last 7 games, they have scored first. So it means that it's all about these two teams who really, really love to score goals. PSG, they've been winning and winning and winning. For Atalanta, they didn't really end the season on a good note, losing to Inter Milan by 2-0. Interestingly, they did not get to score in that game. They lost at home. But this is the Champions League. It's a different ball game, a different gravy entirely. Let's see what happens in that particular one. And now, let's talk about RB Leipzig and Atletico Madrid. For Leipzig, a team of young players, but they will be missing out on one important player who has already signed and joined Chelsea. Thinking about Timo Werner. So for that team, they'll have to rely on the likes of Patrick Schick and so on, Yusuf Poulsen, Jean, Kevin Augustin, Ademola Lookman up front. Not looking very, very good for them, because they are playing against an Atletico Madrid team who are so hard to break down. A team, contain the likes of Thiago Costa, Varo Morata, up front, João Félix, and so on. For this team, one of their strengths is, one of their major strengths is what they have at the back. Yes, what they have at the back. Ewa Jan Oblak. That man is a wall of Gibraltar, and it's going to be hard to break him down. For Leipzig, they wouldn't have, you know, been too bothered if they were going to play with that man Timo Werner leading the attack. But right now, they'll have to play without him. Let's see how long they can hold against Atletico Madrid. One-legged affair. Interesting one. And now, talking about the form of this team. For RB Leipzig, not looking good. They haven't kept a clean sheet in the last four games. But for Atletico Madrid, they have not lost a game in the last 18. And you know, Diego Simeone, he has a very fine record in the knockout stages of the Champions League. He hasn't lost to a team. He hasn't been knocked out by a team that does not contain Cristiano Ronaldo. And Cristiano Ronaldo is no longer in the Champions League. So is this the year that Atletico Madrid go all the way to win the title? Interesting. We just look at it and try to see how that one goes. For Atletico Madrid, they're the first to score in five of their last five games. Yes, first to score in five of their last five games. So it means that they're not shy at scoring, even though they are very good at defending as well. They ended the season on a drab note, drawing against the Real Sociedad 1-1. But for that team, they'll be going to come to the Champions League next season, but they would love to win the title this season. RB Leipzig also love to show that there are no pushovers in this one. And for the biggest of the biggest of the biggest encounters, Barcelona against Bayern Munich. This is the game that everyone wants to watch. The second best team in Spain and the best team in Germany, and arguably the most informed team in the world right now. They are on a streak of 19 straight wins. Yes, 19 straight wins since Hansi Flick took over that team. It's beginning from one win to the other for that team. And no losses in 24 games. Bayern Munich are on fire. They are blazing hot. And for, you know, Barcelona, first team to score in 8 of their last 9 games. Why Bayern Munich, you know, in 8 of their last 8 games, you know, were the first team to score. Now, in head-to-head encounters, there have been more than 2.5 goals. Yes, so we've had 3 goals or more in 4 of their last 5 games against each other. And Bayern Munich have been the first team to score in 4 of the last 5 matches they've played together. So it's going to be interesting. In head-to-head, the last 7 games these two teams have played, Barcelona have won 3, Bayern Munich have won 4, and both teams are about to settle for draws in one of that game. Going to be an interesting one. Barcelona playing against Bayern Munich for Robert Lewandowski, the most informed player in the world right now, scoring 34 goals in the league and then 13 in the Champions League. You know, the person following him is no longer in the Champions League anymore. Talking about the young star, Erling Braut Haaland. So he's on the way to the Golden Boot, also pursuing that Ronaldo record. Ronaldo's record of 17 Champions League goals. Lewandowski already has 13. Games to go. Can he get 4 goals in 3 games that should Bayern Munich defeat Barcelona and also go on to the semifinals, defeat whoever they meet, and go all the way to the final? But for Lionel Messi, you do not bet against a team that has Lionel Messi. You know, Lionel Messi knows how to create nothing, something rather, out of nothing, more or less like Cristiano Ronaldo as well. Two fantastic players, great players who have had their fan bases, you know, holding each other's horns and fighting for so many years. Now let's talk about Manchester City and Olympic Lyonnais. For Manchester City, they'll be playing against you know, Lyon from France. That is a team that knocked out a Cristiano Ronaldo-led Juventus. You know, it's not a small thing. Yeah, something fit for you to go all the way to Italy and get an away goal when you needed it the most, and stop Ronaldo from scoring a hat-trick, because Ronaldo is usually known for scoring hat-tricks when his team needs the most, especially against the Atletico Madrid one time like that. And for Lyon, they were able to stop him from scoring a hat-trick, and they went all the way. But they will be meeting Manchester City, who knocked out Real Madrid. You know, Pep Guardiola becoming the first manager to knock out Zinedine Zidane in the knockout stages of the UEFA Champions League, making him feel that you're human after all. For Manchester City, Kevin De Bruyne, arguably the best midfielder in the world right now, going to be playing against the Olympic Lyon, being led by the likes of Memphis Depay. And in midfield, one player, Wilson Wa, that player has been fantastic for Lyon all season. Can he hold his own against the likes of Ilkay Gundogan? Rodri as well as Kevin De Bruyne. Let's see if that goes. But for Olympic Lyon, it's going to be a tricky one. It's going to be an interesting and enticing affair. For City, they're on a streak of just 3 wins. But, you know, what matters is that they're on form right now. For Lyon, they're without a clean sheet in their last 6 games. So it means it's not going to be an interesting one playing against the City free-scoring side. And for Manchester City, they are the first to score in 6 of their last 7 games. And Lyon were the first to score in 4 of their last 5 games. On a head-to-head record, Pep Guardiola has a better record over Rudy Garcia within the 2 games that both of them have played. And for Lyon and City, Lyon have won 1 and drawn 1 of the 2 games that they've played against City. City, no wins at all. Yes, that was way back in the 2018 season, UEFA Champions League. That was last season also, yeah. Lyon doing it well against City, playing 2-2 in France, and then going all the way to England to defeat, or having defeated them in England 2-1, and then going all the way to France City, going all the way to France to draw 2-2. So for Lyon, it's an interesting encounter. So these games will be played on the 12th, the 13th, the 14th, and the 15th in Lisbon. Atalanta against Paris Saint-Germain. RB Leipzig against Atletico Madrid, Barcelona against Bayern Munich, and Manchester City against Olympic Lyonnais. And that's it for this episode of Strictly Sports. Thanks for hanging out with me. This episode of the show. John here is my name, and I'm the Super Dynamic Biffy Maestro. Don't forget to spread kindness wherever you find yourself.